controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Hey, we're All Black Era.
And you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
Good morning. It is now 11 a.m. You're tuned into 101.9 FM CFRC, where for the next hour, it is the last and final hour of Revelation Radio broadcasting here from Kingston on your little airwaves. So for our final episode here, I feel like it would be fun to do a bit of an ode to all of my, I feel like, most frequently played artists on this show, ones that were foundational to keeping the vibes going for this particular hour that we've had for the past little bit. So first, I'm going to get us started with a vibe that very much was the basis, the foundation of Revelation Radio getting started, where we started off with our series highlighting a bunch of women within different genres and vibes of music. So first, we're going to listen to just a bunch of women screaming. Is very much the vibe we're going for here. So first, we've got One by Metallica by I Hate Sex, then Keep Asking Why by Shrewd, then Rich and Fancy by Wine Problem, and then Alzuki Akbar by Tekbir. Let's get us started with One by Metallica.
Thank you.
That was Takbir. You are tuned into 101.9 FM CFRC. We're on Revelation Radio. We're having a final episode, the last episode of Revelation Radio, where we are just running through all of the artists that were very much the backbone of this show, ones that we were just always playing because we love them here. So next we're going to get into a different vibe, moving away from our beginnings, our roots of the divinely feminine rage that we started with. And let's move into a little mix of a bunch of different things. So first I've got Traitors with Dream Drowning, a little bit of a gothic vibe here with a Canadian band. And then we've got Nemesis. We love Nemesis here. Nemesis with the song Delusion for a little bit of like a alternative pop vibe. And then moving into some, maybe, do we describe as trip hop maybe, with the song Breath from Another by Estero. And finally, something more gazy, something more chill. We're going to be listening to Love Spells with the song Wish I Didn't Love You. Okay, that's an intense statement. So let's move on to getting started with Dream Drowning by Traitors. And here they are.
Thank you. button on, deleted your number, convinced myself I've forgotten. Still my fingers added up to yours. Your voice automated, imprinted in my decisions. Yeah, I still need you to reassure. Easy to say, just stay away. When I aimlessly wander, fresh air is good when broken. But then my feet lead me to your door.
fed it, instead of it dissecting me. Free spirit, I feel it, but steer it to clear it. The stress in me was sensory, the chemistry. Mother want me in the ministry, but misery influenced me. Corruption claiming custody, and I knew this time I had to feel the pain. It was needed so I knew it caused deception in the game. Don't compromise.
And that was Love Spells with I Wish I Didn't Love You. Insane wish. Insane wish from a person who is referred to as Love Spells within the artist space. Wish I Didn't Love You. Love Spells. Actually, I'm making the connection here right now as we're sitting here pondering this. Wishing they didn't love somebody is therefore a love spell. Therefore, love spells, I see the connection and I see what you did there. This could also just be me yapping, like, you know, when you're in like elementary school and you had like English class and you would have to like dissect the text of whatever you were reading and like describe every single choice that an artist made. And sometimes you were just making stuff up. That's how I feel right now. So as I'm continuing to talk, I'm going to be like making stuff up. But you know what? That's fine. I feel like most people that talk, they make stuff up and they just start yapping. And that's okay. That's how conversation works. People are just pulling things out of nowhere. Am I conversing with anybody right now? Not really. I'm talking to myself. But it's acceptable because there's a microphone in front of me. So I'm, in fact, not insane. Let us move on from this spiral about love spells and listen to some more tunes. So first we've got Mustafa, a fan favorite. I'm the fan, and this is my favorite specifically, with the song Beauty Ends. And then we've got Alume by Tikin Jia Fokuli. I wish I could understand much of the music that they create. Unfortunately, there's not. Some of the songs don't really have a translation out for me or lyrics typed out that I could figure out. But I know this artist from what I can gather and translate and understand. I am a big fan of their work, their writing, the lyrics that they choose to use. I feel like there's always like a great perspective that's given there. And then we've got the song Bag Lady by Erykah Badu, obviously. So let's get us started with Beauty End by Mustafa.
You've been on the phone for far too long. It's either someone's coming back or someone is gone. I know that quiet too well, I can't hide it too well. If I put on this white tee, maybe they won't see. See Nace on that big bug when I was 12. I thought he'd live forever, but now he's in hell. Wings ain't built for the size of his cell, so he let me hold his till he gets in a pill. Highways and walkways, the risks I took, those nights I just wanted to stop running from my life, from my life. You know I ask too many questions, like who's still human, like who's not ruined when they start to listen. And I only see beauty when it starts to end. I only see beauty when it starts to end. When it starts to end. Everything was memorized when I was a child. How to pray, how to speak, how to jump, how to smile. And some days we let go. Go outside, the only borders we know. Trying to get away from those kids. If I went any faster, my lungs would have gave in. They broke every rule, they didn't care to live. Soon I would hold their limbs. Highways and walkways, the risks I took, those nights I just wanted to stop running from my life, from my life. You know I asked too many questions, like who's still human, like who's not ruined when they start to listen. And I only see beauty when it starts to end. I only see beauty when it starts to end. When it starts to end. Thank you.
Haiti, kill a living man, they know.
Bet your love can make it better.
So what about the plastic bag, lady?
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
My baby bag, mama's, yeah.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
All of my book back, lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Ziploc bag.
And that was Erykah Badu with Bag Lady. Now, if you know anything about me, you know that I love Erykah Badu. Thus, why it was a must play for the last episode of Revelation Radio. So we've got our last few songs coming up here as we're getting quite into the hour slotted for this show. So we've got the song Cheddar by 9 Days. Then we're going to listen to D'Angelo with Another Life and Reparations by Kirby and Tennessee Mass Choir. And I feel like I've probably fangirled over many of these artists before. And I do really like Kirby collabing with this choir a lot too. I love Kirby. I love her voice. I love her sound. I love what she has to say. And the voice of the choir just really, like, it adds a little bit. It adds something to it that's absolutely beautiful. So let's focus in. We're going to be listening to Cheddar by 9 Days.
I just was a farmer with skin as dark as night. He picked a cotton. My granny was a teacher with European features. Skin was light. And they had worry, worry, worry for their portion. In the Bible, devil comes like a thief when you're idle. Take the land, take the man, and the title.
Reparations.
I ain't talking about no dollar.
Reparations.
Yeah, my people want their power.
Reparations.
When I'm gone, don't give me flowers. For no handouts from my neighbors. Don't need no conversation, just proper compensation for our labors. Yeah. Cause I got one hand on the cross in the Bible. Devil comes like a thief when you're idle. Took the land, took the man, and the title.
That was Reparations by Kirby. We are coming into the close of the last episode, the final episode of Revelation Radio. Thank you for everybody that might have tuned in at any point in time. Shout out you guys, sending great vibes to you and everybody. And you know what? Fun fact, this was actually going to be called Revolution Radio, but then for some reason, I thought that Green Day would find me lurking in the basement of Crothers Hall and be like, hey, stop stealing our titles, and then slap me with a copyright. And I don't understand anything about legalities of things, so I was like, let's play it safe. We're changing it to Revelation Radio, changed a couple letters, and here we are. It still has a ring to it. In reflection, I hope that everybody that tuned in at any point got to listen to a variety of different artists from a variety of different genres from a variety of places around the world. We were playing things from different locations, different languages. We were given, sorry for giving you guys whiplash with some of the genre changes throughout, but I think it's important to be listening to a variety of different genres, music, people with different backgrounds, and taking things, reflecting on the lyrics, learning from it. You know, music is art. Art is inherently reflective of, you know, the reality that we live in, social constructions, you know, politics, things like that. And, you know, we can take away things from art and allow us to inspire further thinking, inspire us to leap into further understanding, education, and some actionable motion and some actionable changes that we wish to see in the world when we're reflecting on kind of the not so great parts of the world that we live in. You know, unfortunately, we do live in a society. We live in a society for sure. And this world has been built upon the oppression and the exploitation of people, you know, justified by insane justifications based on, you know, religion, race, nationality, gender expression, sexuality, all these things justifying, you know, oppression and exploitation to benefit who? Think about that. Everything is not looking great right now, but it's important to have hope in the world and to inspire change and to think of a better future. So that's what I'm thinking about, and that is my key takeaways when I observe, absorb, and share art. Is, you know, inspiring, you know, that thinking. And also, guys, building community and caring about people is also incredibly important. And I think music does provide a level of community, and especially when we're talking about, music that's less deeply ingrained into the profitable pop culture, you know. And from these communities, we can extend out and we can build a better future, guys. You know, get involved in actions if that's something that you're interested in, and have the capacity for sending out good vibes. Shout out to the people. Shout out the people, shout out music, shout out being alive, shout out da 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 da. That's all I got for you guys. This is the last you'll be hearing from me on these airwaves, so see y'all later. Enjoy life, do what you love, learn stuff, be open-minded, love music, love art, and yeah, bring positive change where you can. And Revelation Radio is out. Bye.